Now will you notice verse 9? The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Now here is the picture. They sin out in the open. What used to be done in the backyard, today's done out in the front yard. What was done under cover is now done today in the open. And people like to say, well, we're honest. No, you're not honest at all. You're still the same hypocrite that our fathers were and that we were in our day. Same kind of hypocrites that we were. We hid the sin. But you're a hypocrite because you're doing it out in the open and you're trying to say that it's good, because that is exactly, notice what he says, verse 10, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Now, God promises to deliver his people. He promised to deliver Israel. He has. He's kept them as a nation. God has promised that he'll deliver his people at any time. Now in verse 11, woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. God is saying here, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now he goes on. He says, as for my people, children are their oppressors. What has caused the greatest problem today? Well, it's juvenile delinquency on the college campus. The criminal element are the young people. All you need to do is read your paper. Children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, will the women's lib love Isaiah? And they're not going to like me much better. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Women are ruling over them. Are men that are effeminate, and I'm not quite sure what it is, and I think it's a little of both. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the women's lib movement is a sign of a decadent age. When women want to act like men, it's not good, my friend, because it's not women coming up to a high level, but they're coming down to man's level. And somebody says, you still believe in the double standard. My friend, if we don't have it, we're gone as a nation. Because it's not in the heart of man to do right or to do good. And woman has given a certain amount of tenderness. And when she becomes as blasé and as brutal as the man, she's actually will become worse than he is. And then a nation goes down. That was true in Israel. It'll be true in our nation, and it's been true in every nation. And all you've got to do is go to Rome and visit the ruins of Pompeii and the others, and you'll see what took them down, what removed them from the earthly scene, a nation that ruled the world. It went down, not because somebody outside got to them. They fell from within. Now, we come to something here that's quite interesting, and this has to do, by the way, as we will come to it in a moment, women's dress. But listen to the Lord now. He's going to plead with his people. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof, for ye have eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. Now, God here blames it upon the elders. The problem actually today is not a juvenile problem. It's an adult problem. It's really a senior citizen problem in one way, although most of us are removed from the scene of actions. And then there were those in his day, a few trying to get rich and rule over everyone else. And the spoil of the poor is in your houses. Now, I think godless capitalism and godless labor are the big problem in this nation of ours. And godless capitalism is just as bad as godless labor is, for that matter. The whole problem is we're away from God. And God says he's standing up, he's ready to plead, or he's ready to judge. And he's going to let this nation, as he let his own people, he's going to let us make the determination. We can have it either way, but he's going to do one or the other.